Way last week at 99. A funeral is planned for tomorrow in North Carolina. President Trump's to attend. Russia's President Vladimir Putin claiming in his State of the Nation address a short time ago that Russia has developed what he calls an invincible new cruise missile.
We created a small-sized, super-powerful nuclear power plant, which can be installed in the body of a cruise missile, such as our air-based newest missile, the CH-101.
Putin speaking there through an interpreter, claiming that missile can reach anywhere in the world and is also undetectable by missile defense systems. Putin also focused heavily in his remarks on domestic issues, especially poverty levels in Russia. A presidential election Putin's expected to win is coming up in 17 days. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Most, if not all, members of Red Sox Nation know Yawkey Way's been the name of the road that runs beside Fenway Park in Boston since as far back as anyone can remember. But now the Boston Red Sox front office has filed a petition to change the name of Yawkey Way back to its original name, Jersey Street. The team says it's reacting to what it calls an unfortunate history of racism with the team and its former owner, Tom Yawkey, for whom that road was named. It appears lots of Americans are suddenly going to become Irish between now and Saturday, March 17th, USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
According to the National Retail Federation, Americans plan to spend $5.9 billion to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year. Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation tells us that's a record.
This is the highest level we've seen in the survey's 14-year history.
Cullen tells us with St. Patrick's Day falling on a Saturday this year, another record will also be shattered.
This year, about 149 million adults are expected to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which is 10 million more than last year.
I'm John Clemens.
And just getting word that after Walmart and Dick's make similar moves yesterday, Kroger's Fred Meyer's stores say they'll no longer sell guns and ammo to people younger than 21. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 54 degrees, and it is partly cloudy in Flemington. There's a chance of rain today, mainly after 4 p.m., and it will stay warm, cloudy, with a high of 59. Tonight, there's rain coming in, low around 40, east winds 5 to 9 miles per hour. And then the rain and wind increase as a nor'easter creeps up the coast. Winds could gust as high as 50 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Friday night, there's a chance of rain and snow showers as the storm gets out of here before there's a partly sunny Saturday, a high of 46.
Hi. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, who is in Missouri today, clearing out the back 40. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services and programs and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Hunterdon County Library welcomes its new director, James Keebler. James is here today. We'll get to know him a little better, and he'll talk about his plans for HCL. Or not. It's March 1st, which means New Jersey Makers Day is right around the corner. We'll tell you what we have planned at the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library for this can't-miss family event. Spring is also right around the corner, which means the Friends of HCL annual book sale. We have all the details about sales dates and book donation information. Our new director, James, has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the local zoo. Adult Winter Reading Club End of the Year Party, March concerts and programs for kids and adults, and much more on today's library show. Welcome, James.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Jim always does a little joke at my expense.
Oh.
Although today he did it at your expense. So, welcome.
Thank you.
It is March 1st. You've been here
three and a half days.
3.5 days.
Not that we're counting, but yes.
So, welcome. We're very glad to have you. And we're so glad to have you that it's March 1st, and I usually try to describe the Jim Thatch bookmark for the month, which is also on our Facebook page. It's playing cards laid out on a table, and Jim has included a secret welcome message to James on here.
Yeah, it's a great honor. I'm going to frame it and put it in my office. It's a very nice welcome.
It is. It's
and to think he hand draws that and I can't even write my name neatly is extra impressive.
It really, Jim's bookmarks are impressive. We've got them all on the lower level of the library and in the cafe. So come take a look if you haven't seen 30 years of Jim Thatch originals. So at the start of the show, we always play music. And today I picked Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. So we're hoping for it. We have big high hopes. And I don't know how familiar, if you're a lyric guy or not, but at the very end it says, yeah, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We hope not. So James comes to us from the Piscataway Library. Do you want to?
Sure. Most recently at Piscataway Library for just over 9 years as director there. And then I grew up in Edison, so I've been a Central Jersey guy for my entire life. There is a Central Jersey. But I've lived in White House Station for the last 5 years, so it's a great honor and very exciting to come and work in the county where I live, and looking forward to seeing what we could do. And I've met so many great people so far. It's exciting. We're looking forward to the next 3.5 days and 3.5 years and so on after that.
Let's hope so, because we can't go through this again
right.
for a long time. So, you have a special interest in Makers Day, yes?
Yes. A few years ago, a group of us at Piscataway Library and at the time with Library Link, we partnered. We'd seen the rising popularity of STEM education and programs, and we really wanted to see what interest there was statewide. So back then with Library Link Support, which is a library cooperative, they provided some funding, and we started the first statewide New Jersey Makers Day a few years ago, and we were really impressed the first year. Our goal was to get in every county. We had every county, and there's, I want to say, about 150 sites the first year, so we knew we were on to something. The next year, there was over 200 sites. And then a little over a year ago, we became a whole 501c3. So we do fundraise, and we've gotten support from the State Library, from PSE&G, gave us a very generous grant this year. So it's been a great event. Like I said, over 280 sites this year, I believe, across New Jersey. We have schools, we have libraries, we have private maker spaces, universities, and everybody. It's a great event because we get a lot of community partners too, so it's a good opportunity to reach out. And the kids, all ages, are involved. And what's nice is all the different locations do something a little different that matches our community. So it's been really exciting. We've got a lot of positive feedback. And this year we'll offer some grants for locations to get their STEM programming started. So it's been great.
Well, good. Well, we look forward to getting more involved in
North County has been a model branch for years. They had great partnerships. And, they're one of the strongest sites that we have. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Wow, that's excellent to hear.
We're very proud of them.
Well, unfortunately, because of Clinton's schedule, North County will not be doing Maker's Day on the same day as the rest of the state.
Right, but now you can hit South County and North County.
Correct.
On different days.
So South County is doing their Maker's Day on the 10th, a week from Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4. Maker's Day, I guess, is geared for 6 and up.
Yeah, different locations do different age groups, so it really depends on the hosting location.
Okay, South County will have a toddler table.
Okay.
So everyone is welcome. And they do more, I want to say traditional low-tech, like hands-on kind of.
Right, which is what people really enjoy. At Maker's Day in Piscataway, we have all sorts of stuff, but people love making buttons, you know?
Oh, we have a button maker.
We did quilt squares last year.
Okay.
They all did a whole Maker's Day quilt, and people design little quilt squares.
Oh, that's really neat. Yeah. Is it hanging in the library?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so South County is going to have, and we get the park systems involved. They're going to bring their maple syrup bus.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. The Holcomb Jemison Farmstead Museum, I don't know if they're down near Lambertville.
Okay.
No. And they bring a lot of their tools. The Red Mill Museum, even though they're located in Clinton, they come and demonstrate pulleys and water wheels.
Oh.
And the reason I was there a couple years ago, the first year they were there, and they said, they want to reach out to people in the south end of the county.
Right. Yeah.
You know, everybody in Clinton knows them.
Right.
Home Depot is going to bring their hand tool station, so you can try out hammers and saws and things, which sounds pretty cool. The Delaware Valley Bead Society is going to do some beading. There will be paper circuits, build a coaster, pom-pom making, flower arranging. The flowers are being donated by Chris Andrick from the Gilded Lily. ShopRite of Flemington has donated some lunch for the presenters. What else? There'll be a birdhouse kit. Lego challenges are the ever-popular button maker.
Yes.
And the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library sponsor the bulk of this day.
That's great. And I'll definitely bring my family down. That's in all the community partnerships. That's what I was talking about. It's a great, great opportunity.
Yeah, and then at the North County branch on the 24th, their list is it's incredibly long. It is on our website, hclibrary.us. They're going to have motorized models by Bricks for Kids, Lego architectural build, First Technology Team Challenge robotics, 3D printing, make a paper airplane and drive a mini robot with the Girl Scouts, Snap Circuit, Lego Mindstorm, design a video game, balloon race cars, pendant engraving, squishy circuits, slime making. That'd probably be pretty popular.
Yeah.
Cherryville Repeaters will have ham radio exhibit, the button making, origami, which you said your son enjoys.
Oh, yeah. He's a big origami person.
There will be sewing and quilting, make a library bookmark, and weave on a loom. And the North County branch also uses the community center, which is adjacent to the library. So it's a really nice partnership, as you were saying, with
right.
a lot of things. And I think there's a lot more people that we could get involved. That
yeah,
we just have to
yeah,
keep
as
we
a,
just have
as,
to keep
as
reaching
as
out.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And change it up and I know even from people, because I've gone to Piscataway once obviously previous years, but people who live in Hunterdon County have been like, I went to Maker's Day. This is great. You know, it's so my kids didn't want to leave. So it's really exciting. And people like to see how things are made. It's a good day.
It is. And then there's like the Robotics Club will be there and the Girl Scouts. So if you ever wanted to join the Girl Scouts or the Robotics Club.
Right.
You could. And Girl Scouts has changed a lot since I was in Girl Scouts.
Yeah. It's not just cookies, right?
Yeah, it's not just cookies and camping anymore.
And what the robotics clubs do is amazing. It's, you know, I don't remember doing anything that's cool when I was in school.
No, and the Hunterdon Central High School has a robotics club that meets. They were meeting at headquarters for a while, but the meeting room was kind of hard for them to get. So they would meet downstairs, and just the amount of stuff.
Right, yeah, and they're so enthusiastic about it, and the way they figure things out and change it.
It's like really a whole new way of thinking.
Yeah.
So it's 11:15 already, so we're going to go to our first commercial break. And when we come back from the first commercial break, we usually do Today in History, which Jim usually does in the form of trivia. And it gives him more opportunity to make fun of me. But I think I'll just do some, because there's a famous Hunterdon County event that happened today.
Okay, great.
So we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and James Keebler, the new Hunterdon County Library Director, is sitting with me while Jim Thatch is off farming in Missouri. So every week at this time, James, Jim does Today in History, and he typically asks me questions and sees what I know about history. But I do not want
to
put
you're gonna
you...
spare me.
I'm going to spare you. I don't want to put you on the spot. You know, next time you come back, we'll make you do it. But... He picks things that interest him, particularly some things he thinks I might know. But today I pick things that interest me. And then he does people who were born or died today.
Okay.
And then it's people he knows, and then he sees if I know. And like today's Justin Bieber's birthday. And if he said Justin Bieber, not only would I have to say he's a pop singer,
right,
and he's from Canada, I'd have to name a Justin Bieber song.
Oh, wow.
So he's like really tough on me.
Hey, don't ask me that one.
No, I won't. So today in 1781, the Continental Congress adopted the Articles of Confederation, which were the first U.S. Constitution. In 1815, Napoleon returns to France from his banishment on Elba. He probably would have asked me like where he came from,
right,
like where he was banished, and I would have known. In 1845, U.S. President John Tyler signs a bill authorizing the United States to annex the Republic of Texas. 1872, Yellowstone National Park is established as the world's first national park.
It's beautiful, I've been there.
It is. I'm going to save the next one because I'm going to go out of sequence because this next one is very local. In 1961, United States President John F. Kennedy establishes the Peace Corps. And the one I skipped, 1932, Charles Lindbergh's son is reportedly kidnapped, which...
local history, right?
We're right here.
Yes.
And...
wow, what a day.
It's a huge day. I mean, it happened, I guess, in Hopewell.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever gone over that road.
No.
You're driving over it in modern times. You wonder how in the world a German immigrant from Brooklyn found his way there. There's no way the guy found the place. I'm sorry. I lived next door growing up to the woman whose father was the bailiff, the jailer.
Oh, really?
Who sat with Bruno Hoffman and
kept... Yeah, I read the Lindbergh biography.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
Yeah, so...
Fascinating person in many ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So growing up, I wrote every paper in school. I wrote my GovDoc paper in library school.
Oh, really?
Lindbergh kidnapping. because I had access to all these resources.
Right, yeah.
We have a book in the library that Bruno Hauptmann had checked out. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not clear if it's his signature on the card or if someone else.
Wasn't like a Nolo Press, How to Defend Yourself.
No. And of course, the Union Hotel where the reporters stayed during is at the...
So much history. Yeah. What a great day.
Well,
great day.
Yeah.
For us to talk about now. It is.
And I'm really looking forward to March 15th because when it falls on a radio day, I read the Caesar speech from.
Oh, really?
The days.
Everybody wonders, is she talking to me?
Yeah.
is that to me?
Yes. Just watch yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I won't listen that day.
Yeah. So those are the only events that really interest me today. Born today in 1810 was Frédéric Chopin, the Polish pianist and composer.
You know you're a famous pianist if I know your name, so that's what I know. So.
And Jim would ask me what he wrote, and I mean everything was just like etude in whatever. Or
it's good for crossword puzzles.
Exactly, yes. He died in 1849. I didn't realize he died so young. Jim would not have asked me this one. Lytton Strachey was born today in 1880. He's a British writer and a critic. He died in 1932. He was a founding member of the Bloomsbury Group, and he wrote Eminent Victorians. And he was best known for establishing a new form of biography with psychological insight. And I'm a big fan of the Bloomsbury Group and Virginia Woolf, and so he would not have asked me that, but I know who he was. 1904, Glenn Miller was born, American trombonist, composer, band leader.
Sure. My grandparents loved Glenn Miller.
I love Glenn Miller.
But I'm not saying only my parents. Plenty of people love Glenn Miller. But that's particularly where I learned about Glenn Miller.
Yes.
We're very similar in age, so it's not a...
I have a very old soul. Glenn Miller, Moonlight Serenade in the Mood, Pennsylvania, 65,000. While he was traveling to entertain U.S. troops in France during World War II, his aircraft disappeared over the English Channel, and it's assumed he died. He's presumed. David Niven, English soldier and actor, was born today in 1910. Something I found interesting, he was in two Pink Panther movies, but Little Richard dubbed his voice. Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of wishing we were streaming this live.
Right,
you've got like really good facial.
Maybe you're dubbing my voice, I don't know.
but I know him, he's in one of my favorite movies, he was in Murder by Death. He was... Dick Charleston, Dick and Dora Charleston, David Niven and Maggie Smith, another one of my favorites based on Dashiell Hammett's Nick and Nora Charles. And Jim always gives a DVD alert. My DVD alert today is See Murder by Death, if you haven't. Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's hysterical. Uh-huh. It is a play on all the Golden Age mysteries in the...
Right,
mystery,
okay.
Like Dashiell Hammett. I can't, I'm like...
Yeah, probably yeah, didn't help you out right now.
I don't think well on my feet. It's very funny. Truman Capote is in it.
Oh, okay. We'll cross the street later. It'll come to you.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what happens. And Harry Belafonte was born in 1927. Singer, songwriter, actor. He brought the calypso style. He was born in Jamaica. His favorite famous song is the banana boat song, Deo.
Oh, sure, yes.
Okay, yes, yes. No. And
We're
one...
not going to sing it now, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Jim has sung on the show before. Okay. He's sung with his daughter, Kara.
Oh, really?
And they're very good.
Oh. Does Jim not do anything very good?
No. As a matter of fact, no. No. And yes, Jim, I am complimenting you. It's okay. Today in 2013...
There'll be retraction later.
Yeah.
It's just in the moment.
It's really great. Like, if we argue about something, like, right. I'm like, you said that. And he's like, no, I didn't. And then we were always like, we'll check the archives later. So, yeah, it's pretty much there for perpetuity. When, at Christmas time, that song Baby It's Cold Outside,
yeah.
I was wondering how many times it had been recorded.
Oh, yeah.
And he and his daughter sang it on this show. So I'm like, well, there's one more.
There's another one, yeah.
So... and then today in 2013, Bonnie Franklin died. And I only know her from one thing. She was on One Day at a Time.
Oh.
Yeah, from the 80s. So that was today in history.
Busy day. So,
yeah, it is. It's
over the past 300 years. You know?
Yeah, well, Jim will sometimes go back really, really far. but yeah, he's good. So the other thing he said we should talk about for sure is the Friends book sale, which is coming up. Have you ever been to?
No, but it's famous across, at least Central Jersey. So when I was going to Hunter County, they're like, oh, the Friends do an amazing book sale. They do the best, you know, so it's famous everywhere. So I think it's a highlight beyond Hunter County.
It is. We got another stack of memberships today so people can get in a couple hours early. It started 22 years ago. We know how old it is because it's the same age as Jim's daughter.
Oh.
It started out in the field at the library. We had all the boxes upstairs and actually in the room that was one big room that our offices are now.
Oh, really?
That's where the Friends sorted the books up there. And the football players came.
So you put them up flights of stairs.
And yeah. Okay. And the football players came the day of the sale and did a bucket brigade and passed them out. And I still have several shelves of books that were purchased that day while I was in working. Somebody purchased a whole bunch of books while I was...
Oh.
And we still have them. And then we moved to the Armory. Up on Route 12, which was, I loved having it at the Armory. People parked at the library. The link went up there.
Oh, right.
People came into the library. It was a very nice,
right.
nice thing. But it was a very boom, boom, boom pace for the Friends. And then if the Armory needed the space,
right.
we used to sort in the gun range, which I enjoyed that.
sort quick.
Yeah. It's probably not a good time to make that joke. In fact, it used to be a good joke.
Oh,
not
right,
anymore.
Yeah,
not
true.
Anymore. It's not a good joke. And then we had a very good relationship with the Armorer at that time, even though he stole our little pointer, our laser
oh, really?
Pointer from our... Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
It was a long time ago.
But still holding a grudge.
So, yeah. We don't know for certain he took it.
Right.
But we did a lot of things with them, and we were sorry to see that relationship end, except now we're at South County Park.
Right.
Which is now, it was renamed during the last fair as the Everett. Oh, gosh, I can't remember his first name. I've just drawn a blank.
Oh, yeah.
Something K. Everett. Roger K. Everett. Oh, my gosh. And I was in 4-H all this year. Roger K. Everett Fairgrounds. And Roger Everett was one of the founders of the Flemington Fair.
Right. And there's a couple Everett Roads here.
Yes. So that's where the fair is now, and the freeholders generously waive the... the fee.
That's very nice.
So we
Thank
get
you.
Yeah. And yeah, the Friends get to sort there. They're about 3 weeks now. So this year they will be there on the 28th of April, will be their first day. 8 to 10 a.m. is the early bird special. If you're a member of the Friends of the Library, and I forget when you have to have your membership card by, you get in for free. And it's $15 for family membership, and your entire family will get in for free.
Wow.
I don't know. It doesn't say on here what time you can start lining up. And then 10 to 5 is the public day for free. As we get closer, we'll have the GPS street address for it. It's right off of 173, right off of 202.
Right, yeah. I've been there. I think they also have a used kids' clothes sale there.
Yes.
Going in. We bought tons of clothes for my kids there.
Yeah, they have it's called the Huge Kids... sale.
Yes, exactly.
And
I'm
like,
signs are everywhere.
Why would
yes.
you want to buy a huge kid?
Right.
You would need new clothing for a huge if right. you had a huge kid. Things like that are funny to me.
Right.
Not to everybody. It's okay.
As we're in the large house. So,
right, exactly. Yeah. And it's very large.
Yes.
Sunday is half price day, April 29th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Most items are half price. Monday, April 30th is bag day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bags will be provided, $5 each. And what can you look to buy there? Hardbacks, paperbacks, children's books, DVDs and video games, CDs and audiobooks on CD, sheet music. They unfortunately can no longer accept cassette tapes, LPs or vinyl, former library books, outdated computer and business books pre-2009. I'd even go out on a limb and say don't bring anything like 2015, but that's me.
No vinyl, huh?
Well, no.
People are back into vinyl now.
I know. I was surprised. Take it to Princeton. The record exchange.
Right, yeah.
Reader's Digest condensed, encyclopedias, advanced reader copies, textbooks, catalogs, and magazines, including National Geographic's. And thank you, the library has enough of those as well.
Right, exactly.
Well,
but I have a beautiful collection. I collected them all in old encyclopedias.
Torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items, nothing you wouldn't read on a white couch.
Right.
Don't bring it. They used to not want Time Life series.
Right.
Which made me sad when they stopped it because our Time Life series were very heavily used through the 90s, and I used to replace them with them, but that's okay. If you are an educator or a nonprofit and you'd like to be added to the gleaning list to come in the Monday after the sale, I think that's when it is, your email address, obviously, your organization or school to fohclfriends@gmail.com. And all this information is on the website. And how do we get all these things for the sale? We have some donation drives at South County Park on Saturday, April 14th and Saturday, April 21st from 9 to 2. Gates open and close promptly at designated times. And you just pack your car up. They prefer them if you bring them in boxes because they're easier to handle than bags.
Right.
Just pull up and they'll have Boy Scouts or whomever pull them out of the car. You don't even have to get out of your car. Donations will be accepted at the North County Branch Library beginning April 16th at 9 a.m. through Friday, April 20th at noon. They will be sorting at the North County Branch during that time. So also if you'd like to volunteer, email the Friends. It says small donations are accepted at headquarters in South County Branch the same week. We'll take more than that. Just saying.
Everybody's version of what small is, you know.
Exactly.
It's relative term.
Exactly. So we're really excited about this, and we're excited to have a new. I believe the preview sale is sold out. The day before they have a preview sale, that you paid an extra $60 in addition to joining the Friends.
Right.
And all that money went to the scholarship. The Friends do a scholarship to local high school students. They used to say it was for books.
Right.
But it's about $500, so I think it buys one textbook now.
Yeah.
So that's for
when they go to college.
For when they go to college, correct.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm college bound.
Right.
And then the proceeds benefit all the libraries in Hunterdon County. The affiliates get some money from the sale too.
Right, that's great.
They do the plants for the headquarters in North County Branch Library. We're looking at them today.
Yes.
They provide a lot of funding for our programs. They do Maker's Day. They sponsor the Outdoor Art Show. So,
Yeah, they do a great job. It's a lot of dedication that you know,
it
they
is.
Really care about. And you need passion to keep up with it. And
we're
lucky to have them. We rely on them.
The group started 22, 23 years ago, and they were very dedicated. And then there was kind of a lull, but now
that happens.
Now we've
times.
Got yeah, it's bound to. But now we've got another group coming up, and it's great. And the Friday sale, they have two sessions this year, a morning and an afternoon. There used to just be an afternoon one, and it was very. They would always have. Our former director, Mark, would go down and give a little speech, and the Friends president would...
Oh, really?
Nobody wants to hear that. They want to get to the books.
Exactly. Yeah, so, come on. Can I get my books now?
Let's go. So I believe they're having two sessions, but I believe they're both sold out this year.
Oh, so I don't need to make a speech. Sorry.
I don't believe so. No, I know you love Warren. No, but thank you. we get a grant from the Cultural and Heritage Commission every year.
Right.
And this year at the December meeting, the freeholders... Well, I guess Kevin Davis, county administrator, invited us to come talk at the freeholder meeting.
Right.
Like, I have to talk where, what?
Right.
And not only that, it was at the old courthouse because it was the last meeting of the year. So it was very grandiose and very...
Right.
Thank you for the money.
Right.
You know. So, and we have ongoing book sales at the headquarters of North County Branch Library. It's a very small bit, but it's there, so you definitely stop it. And we do get some good books. The Friends have a book boutique with some better books. That they sell. Those might not be half price the next day.
Right.
But you said in Piscataway, your Friends ran
Yeah, they ran a book sale twice a year in the spring and in the fall. And it was like this, like a Wednesday night, if you're a Friends member, you get preview night. You know, you can go in and get first shot at the books. And then, by Sunday, it was bag sale. Take whatever you can get into, you know, for $5. And they also ran a daily a book sale in each library all year round. So, and they, like here, they sponsor many programs. It's a lot of funding we relied on. And they're really supportive. So I look forward to meeting all the friends here and see what we can do together.
Yeah, they're a very active group. One of the things they sponsor is our Academy Award nominated film series. They pay for the licensing for that. Yes, all our movies are licensed officially. We've just finished showing Dunkirk, which we had almost 100 people. Bruce, if you're listening,
that's great.
We did not really have 100 people in that room. I always we get more than sign says 84.
Right.
And we can.
Do they discuss the film afterwards?
They don't because it goes so long. We start the films at 6:00.
Right.
But like by the time we get out, yeah. So I always tell the fire marshal, no, we didn't. We really didn't have that many people, but we did.
Well, its capacity is one less than that.
Yeah. next Wednesday night, next Thursday night, at headquarters at 6 p.m. And then we typically show the movies at North County on a Friday and Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And next week it's the Friday and Saturday immediately following. We're going to show Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I think is going to be very popular.
People love that movie. I haven't seen it yet, but people love it.
Are you still in the Disney movie bit with your young children?
Or getting really tired and going to sleep before I could watch a movie at night. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Oh, I hope I've worn you out this week. I really...
I've slept so well. I don't even dream. I'm so tired. My mind's like, I can't even do a dream. Sorry.
That's good. That's good. At the end of March, we'll be showing Victoria and Abdul with Queen Victoria and a young Indian clerk. And I saw this, and it's utterly delightful. But of course, as I mentioned before, this is Dame Judi Dench, not Dame Maggie Smith. But I love the grand dames from England. And she, as Victoria, she is just, in the beginning, she comes to a banquet and she sits at the head table and she's very slovenly and she just slurps her soup and then slumps over and falls asleep to the next course. It's marvelous.
Right.
It really is. The beginning of April, we're showing Get Out, which is like, I don't know, it's a horror film sort of. I saw the previews for it and it didn't really, at first it looked interesting and then I was a young African-American man meets his Caucasian girlfriend's parents for a weekend in a secluded estate in the woods, but before long, the friendly and polite ambiance gives way to a nightmare. It looked weird.
Yeah. and Jim can discuss that one, maybe. You know.
Yeah, we debated Dunkirk last week so much. He didn't really like it a whole lot.
Well, like I said, the only review I have, I watched the whole thing. My wife went up halfway through and said, I'm out. So that, I don't know if that's, you know, Siskel and Ebert, but, you know.
Yeah,
one thumb, and then one thumb, I'm out of here.
Like I told Jim, it wasn't as well done as it could have been. The scope was missing. I think I told you that as well. And the end of April, we're going to show The Greatest Showman, Phineas Taylor Barnum, who created the circus, which is now over.
Yes.
Yeah, which is okay. I was never a circus. I was like afraid.
No, and I don't know. I would say the majority of people I've ever met are afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
I don't.
My cousin got all excited. They're remaking it.
Right.
And I'm like, no, that's the one with the clown.
Right,
no,
exactly.
No, no. And the balloon. I'm not a big balloon guy.
Yeah. So few people like clowns, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, no offense to any people who are professional clowns. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah. So, it's not my thing. What can I say? So, shall I talk about some programs, the book groups? Like, what do you want to hear about the library? And then the last 15 minutes.
Whatever you'd like to talk about. You know, I got 3.5 days worth of knowledge. You have a little more than that. So.
Well, we have book groups that meet at the libraries, at the headquarters, North County and South County Branch Library. Fridays at 10 o'clock, the headquarters library book group meets. And they're going to talk about Land of Love and Drowning. And I started this group, I don't know, a dozen years ago. Mm-hmm. And we started 15 to 25 people.
Right.
It has never, it's never gone below that.
Wow.
It has been so robust. And I'm not sure if there's an original member left anymore.
Really, just circling through.
It just, yeah. There's a lot of people who have been there going probably on 10 years.
Right.
It is.
And you don't want too many more than 20, because then the discussion part.
It gets really out of hand.
Right. Yeah.
They do a Christmas party every year, and that can approach 30. You will be asked to make an appearance at that.
Okay. Do we need to make a speech?
No, because a lot of them fawn over me.
I don't have to. Okay,
to be perfectly honest, because a lot of them were in the group when I started.
Let's be your sidekick.
There you go.
This guy. Don't ask him what he reads. It's
supposed to be the other way around. Yeah, that's. I think that's the one place we disagree so far on, is I'm a book person and you're not so much. Which is fine, which is good, because then we can compliment.
Well, I'm usually working on something, reading something. I try to vary between fiction and nonfiction. I read a lot of management stuff. I know that's fascinating. Psychology type of stuff, but then I usually balance it with some fiction, science fiction, fantasy. I've read a lot of.
We are going to have a problem. I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, that's why. This is a safe space. I can tell you that. Right?
That's right. So, it's really not.
So recently, I was trying to read a fantasy book. It was like 1,200 pages, and I was like, it was a challenge. Yeah, I got kids, and it's hard to get through. But I was always an avid reader back when I had time. But my son reads a lot, so he just did the challenge for February and it was like almost 2,000 minutes, and he was like, I want to get those 2,000 minutes.
Oh, wow, good. So. Yeah, because tomorrow's Read Across America Day, Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
Seuss Day, and I forget what we're doing this year. We do something with the schools usually. I've been to Three Bridges School and read aloud. And
Piscataway, we had the children's librarian's sister would come and be dressed as a cat in a hat.
Oh, neat.
And, walk all around, which was fine. But when the summer reading carnival, and it was 90 out, we felt concerned for her safety.
Oh, yeah.
Really hot to be in the costume.
Did it have a little fan inside, maybe?
No fan. It was a breathing hole. We just tried to,
hope for the best.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It's the last thing you want in front of kids is the cat in the hat to pass
out. Pass out, yeah. Mommy, look at the cat in the hat. Cat in the hat's down. Yeah. So our North County branch has a reading group as well. They meet on Tuesday evenings at 7:30. I'm trying, everything's out of order. And on the 13th, they'll be discussing Hillbilly Elegy, which is nonfiction, so you might...
Right. Well, my wife reads all these books. So when you say your title, I'm like, I remember when she read that. So, maybe she should be on the show.
Ooh, that would be fun. Would your daughter talk?
Probably if you didn't want her to. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't talk. Well, I'm kind of scary in person. And tonight, we're having... I think there's still room for this. At the Prallsville Mill, Christina Baker Klein is doing a fundraiser for the Prallsville Mills in conjunction with our friends at the Book Garden in Frenchtown and Mount Salem Vineyards. There's a wine tasting. And she'll be talking about her book, A Piece of the World. I forgot it was tonight. Tickets are $40 and includes a copy of the book.
Oh, that's
and Christina Baker Klein's a really generous speaker. And so... even though I will not be there, I highly encourage you to go. We also have a reading club. We do a really big summer reading club for kids.
Okay.
And about 10 years ago, Terry Edwards said, hey, I want to do one for adults.
Yeah.
And I think this is the 12th year. I think it started in 2007. And then the Friends sponsor that as well. And that's a really big thing. And then she thought, well, let's do it in the winter, too.
So I love about 100 kind of people. Let's just do more.
Right, exactly.
We'll just do it.
This is not as big of a deal. It's more of a, we don't keep up the blog. And yeah, if one is good, five is better. This is more casual. They play snow bingo. You can get a bingo board on our website, hdlibrary.us. Print out a bingo card, but I don't think you get anything. I don't think there's a prize.
But in the satisfaction.
The satisfaction of reading.
You'll bingo to yourself at home, yeah.
And it's different genres, or read a book you wanted to read as a child, or that kind of thing, reread a book. But there is a party on March 14th at the, where is it? It doesn't say where the party is. I think it's at the North County Branch
Library.
Need-to-know
basis.
Yeah. That would be really good to have it on the flyer. So that's the party is in 2 weeks. So check out our website hdlibrary.us. And you were asking me and Jim yesterday what groups we partner with. This Saturday at 11:15 to 11:45, but that's okay. We're gonna have the Magic of Reading with Meadow and Rosa. Hunterdon County Polytech students hope to promote early reading and language skills in young children as a part of community service project for their family, career, and community leaders of America.
Oh,
so this
great.
Is from children three and up at the headquarters library in the meeting room. And please support our project and bring newer, gently used children's books to be donated to a homeless shelter and children in need.
What a great project.
Yeah, so it's something like this. We're offering the meeting room space to them, but then we're going to advertise it for them as well to try and bring the people. So
that's what we can offer.
Right, exactly.
And early literacy is so important. I mean, well, even we do the dog, you read to a dog program.
Yeah.
Kids read, and, you know, it's something that I think we don't talk enough about.
And our North County branch just started a Reading Buddy project. I have to check in and see how that's going.
Oh, right. You would read to, like, teenagers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're pairing children and young adults to read together. And, I think it's really important.
Yeah, at Piscataway, we turned also writing buddies, and we had senior citizens help kids write stories.
Oh, how neat.
And it was great to different generations together, and they would produce a book in the end. So, yeah, there's all sorts of different...
Yeah, see, now I'm going to want to do that, too.
Yeah.
North County branch had a sleepover and a stuffed animal sleepover.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, which was really super, and it was something I had seen at New Providence.
Oh, yeah.
So where have you been? Where were you before?
Oh, I've been everywhere. I started at Rutgers, Alexander Library, and then went to library school, and I got my first job up in Wayne. So I was commuting from New Brunswick to Wayne, up 287, back when they had HOV lane, so it was a lane nobody was using, and you're sitting in traffic next to it, enjoying all the dead deer bodies all the way up. And it was the worst commute ever. Then from Wayne, I went to Morris County Library, which was a great experience. Met a lot of great people. I was referenced there too. We did regional reference. That's where you learned everything in all the books that many people have now thrown out. I was there for a couple of years, and I went to Berkeley Heights as head of reference, which is a smaller library. And I learned that middle school kids after school have a lot of energy because there was a middle school right across the street. So they would come in, and I got to know them all. And, I try not to shush so much, but so I was there for a few years, and then the opportunity right next door in New Providence opened up as director, and I was just finished up my master's in public administration at that time, so it was a good opportunity. I knew the community was right next door, and I was in New Providence for about 4.5 years. It's a great community, great staff, had a great time. Actually, the bookkeeper from there I stole and brought to Piscataway, and it was a really good experience. And that time I was living in North Plainfield, so the commute was so much better, and then I saw the opportunity in Piscataway. And I knew they're having budget issues. They were one of the first libraries that had budget issues so much that it was in the paper. Now library budget issues don't even make the paper. So that director had retired, and it was a good opportunity for me to go in, and then I spent 9.5 years there. So,
yeah.
And it flew by, which I think is a good sign.
It is, and we're very happy to have you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So we have one last commercial break so I don't get yelled at for not playing sponsors. And then we'll be right back. It's 11:47 already.
Wow, that's fly by.
It does. And then Jim Gano will be in and take care of some business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and James Keebler, our new Library Director, is filling in for Jim Thatch.
I hope I let you down, Jim. When you listen to this, I hope you don't feel let down.
Jim's flying. I was hoping they had Wi-Fi on the plane so Jim could listen live.
Like, no.
That was pretty funny when you just said, I hope I didn't let you down, Jim. I thought you said I didn't let you down, Jen, and I'm like...
No, yeah.
Yeah, because we established pretty early on.
Right, yeah, Jennifer, James, that's...
We got it. So, Jim Gunnell's going to come in 7 minutes to take care of some business. I told James this was going to fly by. And it did. So I'm just going to run through some programs we have coming up in March real quickly.
Great. And I can learn about them too.
Yeah. That way everybody gets a chance. On the March 14th, we're going to welcome back Borderline Bluegrass Band to the Headquarters Library. It's Bob and Terry Suter. We'll be playing bluegrass. And usually Bob Harris plays a guitar with them. Bob Suter is a fantastic banjo player. He's like top notch. He was also an extra in the Creed movie, the last Rocky movie.
I wish I had musical talent. I have no musical talent.
Really? Our former director played the piano. He was a piano player.
That's so. Not a requirement.
All right, well, you know. So Bob and Terry are really awesome, and Terry's got a really great sense. He's got like a really wry sense of humor.
Oh, well, and
so that's a lot of fun. We talked about the Reading Buddies program, which is continuing at the North County Branch Library. Bob and Terry are out of order. On the 6th of March and the 15th of March, we're welcoming financial advisor Stephen Benet and Jeff Costello, and they're going to talk about two little-known strategies to increase your wealth and in retirement income.
It's not play the lottery? Probably not.
No. I'm not going to make a pension joke at this moment. We're just going to keep going. At the North County Branch Library on March 7th at 7 p.m., Kimberly Boren will help children find peace in the natural world. And there's too much to read on that. March 8th, the next day, we're going to have a tweens program at the Headquarters Library at 4 p.m. They're going to do Bricks for Kids. All our programs are free and open to the public. You just go online, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar to register, or call 730-6135 to register for the North County programs, or 788-1434 to register for the Headquarters programs. And all our musical programs are funded. Some funding has been made possible in part by the New Jersey Council, State Council on the Arts Department of State, a partner agency of the National Endowments for Arts, through funding administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. On Tuesday, March 13th, at the Headquarters Library, we're going to be showing a short documentary following New York City school students at a summer program for children seeking asylum from the world's most volatile conflicts. It's called Refugee Kids, One Small School Takes on the World. Oh. It kind of sounds like the Fresh Air Fund for Goes International. So that one looks really... I always am very jealous of the movies Princeton Public shows.
Oh, yeah.
And I always want... I'm like, let's show more documentaries. And we've had some really good... A lot of people like the environmental ones.
Right.
We showed Gaslands.
County.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Make sure I'm in order. On March 20th from 10 to 2, and the office of Assemblyman Andrew Zwicker and Roy Freiman from the Department of Veteran Affairs Newark will be here to host a VA claims clinic. So anybody who is a veteran, a service member, current service member, or dependents looking for information about the VA, stop by, learn about compensation, pension, vocational rehab, and employment and educational benefits.
And those are great because there's so many people don't know about all the resources out there because they're all disjointed. So coming together and learning about it, there's a lot. There's
exactly. A lot. And we have up on our table, our tax form table, tax forms are slowly trickling in. And what we don't have will help you get online. And no, we do not have state tax forms. State stopped providing them.
Yes.
Library years ago. But there's a new tax exemption for veterans.
Right, yeah. They're talking about the freeholder meeting. That's got to get the word out.
Yeah. So that's really great that we can be like a clearinghouse kind of for,
right,
for all this information. On March 22nd, we're going to have Singing Bowls with Bill Noren. Have you ever seen the Singing Bowls? Do you know what they are?
I read
You've seen them?
One for each chakra or something.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And we had someone, Sandy Conroy, her name's even on the flyer. She filled up the room with Singing Bowls. And then she moved too far to do programs anymore. So Bill Noren, who's in a jazz quartet and plays at the library sometimes, he fell in love with them and he took them up, and you know, he does them. So it's suggested you wear loose clothing and bring a blanket or a mat. You can either lay on the floor or sit. And I have to say, everybody's like, oh, it loosens up all your plaque and everything. I went once and
nothing.
Still as uptight as I was when I got there. We have yoga for back pain with yoga therapist Bonnie Pariser from Yoga Loco Studio in Frenchtown on March 27th at Headquarters Library. Bonnie has come quite often. And her programs are always very popular. On March 27th, the Garden Club at North County Branch Library will be showing Green Fingers, a comedy based on a true story about what a packet of seeds can do to change a person's life.
Oh, wow.
And we finish up March. Oh, no, we have two more programs in March. March 28th at 7 p.m., Moggy Hill Band, a toe-tapping bluegrass country and folk music. It's named after a farm in Far Hills, New Jersey. I'm right across from the Leonard J. Buck, or I guess right around the corner from Leonard J. Buck Farms.
Oh, okay.
Gardens. I always wondered if they were named after that farm. If you drive down 512 through Far Hills, when I used to go to the New Providence or Berkeley Heights Library, I'd go 512 all the way from Far Hills, and you pass this farm. Because it used to be a glacial bog. All right, that's a story from another time. So they play things like the Tennessee Waltz, Old Home Place, I've Just Seen a Face, and Proud Mary. You'll never know what surprises they have in store. And there's an accordion, a mandolin, a couple guitars, a fiddle. So definitely see that. And then we round out the month, although there's always going to be a program or two snuck in that we don't know about yet, Avoiding College Debt at the North County Branch Library on March 29th at 7 p.m. It's never too early to start.
It's true.
So it's 11:57, and I'm pretty sure Jim's standing outside. The other Jim and the James. Yeah, no. So I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank James very much for coming in. I was supposed to have a phone interview with an author, and I...
So sorry to disappoint me. I was looking for the author.
Yeah, so I really loathe doing the radio show by myself. Next week, we're going to have author Dara Horn on the phone, and then the week after, we'll have Libby Cudmore. And actually be better with Jim, because I'm a huge Billy Joel fan. Libby detests everything he has ever done. And so does Jim, basically.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun when we're all there. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Less than 2 weeks until another Russian presidential election that Vladimir Putin's expected to win, and today he delivers his annual State of the Nation address.
Russia still has the greatest nuclear potential in the world, but nobody listened to us. Now listen.
Speaking through an interpreter there, Putin says Russia has a nuclear-powered cruise missile with unlimited range that can penetrate any missile defense system without detection. He's also touting a high-speed underwater drone that he says can carry a nuclear warhead capable of targeting aircraft carriers and coastal bases. Another meeting on school safety is to be held at the White House this afternoon after President Trump hosts one yesterday, where he tells lawmakers they shouldn't be afraid of the NRA. And this is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions